This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The white man accused of shooting 10 black people dead in Buffalo wrote months ago about live streaming an attack on African Americans. That's according to entries he appears to have posted online. Today, President Biden will be in Buffalo. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Buffalo marked the most lethal racist attack since he took office, and the GOP has routinely blocked the president's bids for more gun restrictions. A White House official says he'll renew the push today to keep weapons of war off American streets, while also consoling families of the 10 people killed Saturday.
Authorities say the man killed trying to stop a gunman at a Southern California church may have saved dozens of lives. Dr. John Cheng was shot after tackling David Cho on Sunday at a Taiwanese church in Orange County. Ukraine is trying to rescue the last of its fighters inside that steel plant in Mariupol. The AP's Mike Gracia on some who've already been evacuated.
Ukraine's military says more than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated Monday from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol and taken to areas under Russia's control. Deputy Defense Minister Anna Malyar said 53 of the fighters who were seriously wounded were taken to a hospital in Novosovsk, east of Mariupol. An additional 211 fighters were evacuated to Olenivko through a humanitarian corridor. There was no immediate word on whether the wounded would be considered prisoners of war.
Washington's announcing steps to ease the nationwide shortage of baby formula. They include reopening the largest manufacturing plant in this country and increasing imports from overseas. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter cannot move forward unless the company shows public proof that less than 5% of the accounts on the platform are fake or spam. This is AP News. It's Tuesday, and that's election day in some states. The AP's Julie Walker says the race is on.
Voters in five states cast their ballots in primary elections on Tuesday, and the Democrats are in tight races. In Pennsylvania, Senate candidate John Fetterman revealing on Twitter he'd suffered a stroke but was recovering.
It was on Friday. I just wasn't feeling very well.
He's in a four-person field, including U.S. Rep. Connor Lamb and State Rep. Malcolm Kenyatta. In North Carolina, former American Idol Clay Aiken running for Congress again. Sherry Beasley attempting to clear an 11-person primary field in the hopes she could be the state's first black U.S. senator. In Kentucky, the Louisville mayor's race getting a lot of attention after police say an activist tried to shoot a candidate. Oregon's gubernatorial primary becomes a test between the moderate and progressive wings of the Democratic Party. Idaho also holds a primary Tuesday. I'm Julie Walker.
The Dow gained 26 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.